What happened last night? This is Sports Sunday with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Good morning. Welcome to Sports Talk Radio, where we critique every calculated movement of the world's most tremendous athletic specimens. I'm Joshua Briscoe, and my thighs are sore because I played 5 innings of charity softball yesterday. It's been a long time since we've had a nice, good old-fashioned Sports Sunday. And I feel like that's the only way that we can start the show fairly. That's a thing that happened yesterday, and I'm still not fully recovered. My nose is red. I'm a little sunburned. And I'm a little bit sore. 5 innings. Charity softball. I know you're wondering, well, how did you do? And I will tell you, because I did well. I went 3 for 3. 3 seeing eye singles. I played third. I had one. I think I got 2 outs at home from third to home, but I had one relay from center, caught it on the spin, fired at home, got the force, actually the tag out at the plate. A brilliant play. Next inning, I had a grounder go right through my legs, through the wickets, under the glove.
So you're ready for the Royals.
This is something that we legitimately talked about yesterday. At the game, that's Rudy Salazar, by the way. He's running the whole show today. We're here from 9 to 11, because at 11 we take you to Indy 500 coverage. But yeah, that's how I felt. Like, I have a perfect on-base percentage, not a lot of power. I'm good for one great play and one not top 10 error each game. And I feel like at that point, I'm at least what's Ryan Goins doing that I can't do?
I was about to say, you sound like John Jay.
John Jay.
Like, good on base percentage, singles, but once on the base paths, you're not really a stolen base threat.
That's a good call.
Can make some nice defensive plays, but also not necessarily known for the defense.
Yeah, that's good.
John Jay sounds about right. I would bat you at the leadoff spot.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I was batting fifth yesterday. I got stranded on second twice because my friend who's organized the whole thing. He played in both games, and he went 1 for 7. And he struck out twice in a charity softball game.
I'm honestly not even, I want to make fun of him, but I am terrible at slow pitch softball. Something about it being slow in the soft, I've popped out before many times. That's just a little pop outs.
Pop outs are okay.
I'm not good.
You've got to get the ball in play.
When I mean pop-ups, I mean straight up to where the catcher caught him, you know?
Yeah, you make contact.
I didn't even really go forward, but, it was. Something about it being slow and then the loop. Now, when the pitcher messes up and it's a little straight, now I can go. I can crush that thing.
Interesting.
But when it's got the loop to it, man, it's a bad swing.
There wasn't too much air under it yesterday. Most of the pitchers kept it pretty low because it was the game I was in was relatively competitive. There are a bunch of Twitter guys. I didn't actually ever talk to him. I wish I would have. The most disconcerting thing that happened yesterday is the man behind the Conrad McGorkin Twitter was there, and I didn't want to know what he looked like because you're seeing behind the curtain, you know? He looked exactly like his avatar. I want to keep the illusion alive.
That's good to know. I will say, I figured out my comparison. I'm Alex Gordon because, I'll make some great defensive plays out there.
Yes.
I remember, one time in intramurals, bases loaded, 2 outs.
Yeah.
We're up 1 run.
Yeah.
Bottom of the 7th. Full-out diving catch to win the game.
Oh, wow.
But I went, 0 for 4 with, a strikeout in that game.
Sure,
I'm not giving you anything at the plate, really. But defensively, man, that's where I shine. I cover some ground in the outfield.
One other thing I didn't ever bring up yesterday, and I'm hoping that this is never challenged in court, I was aided by my current steroid cycle in the game yesterday. I am still actively taking them also. They're steroids for my allergies, but I think they still count. I think I would fail a pee test if I had to take one right now. I think I'd probably show up positive there.
I can't wait for the 2023 charity softball tournament where this comes back in question. Let's get everybody back together. We got to play this again.
We've got to go again. There were some umpiring rulings that were challenged very heavily by the opposing managers. It was intense, and I feel like that helps me with the blame that I can put on my lower body hurting. My jogging to first. And that, you know what? I will say I was hauling to first. I'm a freight train. It takes me some time to get to max speed, but I wish there was a better way of doing intramural or charity football games in a way that didn't involve flags. Like, if we could just rent a bunch of pads and stuff and just make that happen, I feel like that's really where I would shine. Because, again, I might need a few yards to get up to speed, but once I am, good luck stopping me. Freight train, baby. I'm also really a quarterback at heart. Like, that's probably pretty obvious.
Now, my question is were you wearing jorts out there?
I wasn't, just because I didn't want to restrict my range of motion.
And that's a smart move.
Yeah.
Now, if it was a charity football game and you were the quarterback, like, it's gonna restrict some motion, but you also kind of have to.
Literally, like it's a rule.
You just have to wear jorts at that point.
Yes.
But, like, for softball, smart move, yeah. Because especially, like, your third base, you really got to bend those knees, and you need some...
Yes.
You really got to get down.
I've got to have that flexibility. I got these tree trunks up here. Like, I got to make sure that I've got the room. I've also had to think about this because I'm partaking in the media shootout thing at Sporting today, at halftime of today's Sporting game, which you can hear right here on Sports Radio at 10. And I think it looks like I'm going to be going up against Fast Talkin' Rob of the program, at least somewhere. We don't know exactly what the order is going to be, but it looks like he and I are going to go head-to-head at some point. And this is, like, I'm going to start stretching at 11 o'clock when the show is over. I'm going to be doing nothing but stretching from 11 a.m. until, like, 5. What time is the game, Rudy? I know it's on the sheet back there. And it's at halftime of that, so.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. So it'll be about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so I'm going to be stretching for 7 hours because I can't go up there and get one kick in and then tear my hammy.
Whose team are you on again? Like, who's your captain? Are you on Lebo's?
I can't remember. I'm not on Lebo's team. So I'm going head-to-head against Lebo's team.
Because you got to beat Lebo's team.
I don't have the email up right now, and I can't remember what the setup is. But, yeah, we can't lose to Lebo. But Lebo has Rob, who I imagine is feeling very well prepared for this.
He plays in a soccer, adult recreation soccer league, I believe. I know he's not a goalie, though, so, like, that, you know, because he's been around, because I saw him, I think it was Thursday, getting tips from Jake on how to play goalie.
Mm-hmm.
Rob is taking this very seriously.
I think he's going to be the one I'm going up against. I don't know if I want to reveal my strategy right now. I guess, I mean, listen, this radio show, in fairness, I think is more important to my success in life than if I score on Rob or not.
I don't know. Petro, I think, may have mentioned whether or not, like, if you score, I think Rob gets fired and you get his job. It's not a bad, that's not bad. There's a pay raise involved.
One of us, absolutely. One of us is getting fired after this.
Somebody who, that should be the rule. Like, somebody, whoever does the worst out of everybody out there out of us, like, one of those guys is getting fired.
100%. All of the 8-10 people are either on Team Sinovic, which is what I'm on, or on Team Lebo. So me and Cody Tapp are both on Team Sinovic going up against Team Lebo. And Team Lebo has Rob and Lebo.
Sinovic's a good team to be on because her husband plays for Sporting. So you got a little bit of
a home field advantage for sure there, I would think, right? I wonder, is Lebo going to try to, like, rally up some fan support
Lebo,
or something?
I don't know what Lebo's going to do, but Lebo's going to cheat somehow. Like, Lebo,
100%,
like, Lebo's
right?
Cheating.
Yeah,
like,
Lebo, yes. Yes, there is going to be. We should try to get Lebo on at some point before the show's over today and have this pre event show. This from 9 to 11 today here. It's not Sports Sunday. It's the Sporting Kansas City media shootout event
pregame
show. Brought to you by. I wanted to say a thing I thought was for a brand that I think is a sponsor, but I didn't want to give an old sponsor. So we're gonna say brought to you by Taco Bell breakfast, which is what is fueling today's show. Every time I go to Taco Bell and get breakfast there, I listen. All right, two things. One, I know that this show is very often about breakfast, at least for a little while. And I know this bothers some people who, like, leave reviews on the 810 Facebook page. Which, by the way, like, my ratio is pretty good. I'm a pretty 50-50 feedback kind of guy. Like, usually a mark of a good Sports Sunday for us is that we get two people that call in, they say that they're never going to listen to the station again, and then two people call in and say they're never going to listen to anything but this station again. Like, that's pretty much how the show tends to split the demo. But if you do like breakfast-based radio, I really wish you'd leave a positive review on the Facebook page. We got a couple of those we need to bury. But this show's often about breakfast because this show starts at 9 a.m. So I'm not gonna wake up and then make breakfast and then get here. I'm trying to balance out I'm drinking old coffee. I'm drinking leftover coffee because I didn't want to make coffee this morning. I took a shower. You should all be thankful for that. Not that you could smell me, but I feel like, can you tell whenever someone hasn't taken a shower, just in, like, in their demeanor? I feel so different. Even whenever that's not the case. I took a shower after the softball game yesterday because it was 100,000 degrees outside. But like, even just sleeping and then waking up, if I don't take a shower, I feel like I'm coated in plastic wrap for the entire day. I feel like I got this film on me.
My hair looks drastically different. Like, you can tell with me because, like, yeah, I feel so dirty when
yes.
I don't take a shower in the morning.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not a bit, like, so I don't like coffee. Like, I've just never been able to like it.
Uh-huh.
So shower is basically my coffee. Like, people say they can't function before they have their coffee.
Yeah.
I can't function until I have my shower.
Yeah.
Like, I need that warm shower to, like, just get ready, mentally prepare myself for the day.
God forbid I ever have to do morning radio consistently because I usually am doing both. I'm usually, like, just fall down the stairs into the shower. My room in my house is up in the attic. I'm not living in under the stairs in Harry Potter, but I'm up in the top floor. And I like it up there, but it is the top floor. It's also so hot during the summer. But I have a little AC window unit, so occasionally I would just... My room is either the hottest place in the house or the coldest place in the house by 10 degrees. But in the morning, I'll just, like, open my door and then just sort of fall down the stairs like a cartoon character and then just roll into the shower and then just turn it on and then just lay there and let the water rush over me. And then I just wake up. I stand up eventually, fall down another flight of stairs, and then turn on the kettle for the coffee maker. I'll go to the Keurig or whatever.
You got to set up one of those things where basically, like, when you turn your alarm clock off, it starts a whole motion
yes.
that, like, your bed pops up and throws you, like, onto a sled
yes.
that takes you down to the bathroom.
I need a Rube Goldberg machine so yeah. bad. Oh, my goodness. I need – every morning for me needs to be an OK Go music video. It just has to be. Otherwise, like, I ran the board weekend mornings here for, like, a year and a half or something like that. Long time to be up super early weekends both days, but you only have to be like a Rudy knows this because Rudy's in the midst of this right now. You only need to be like a half functioning human being to do all of that. Like, I need my this may stun you. I need to have my faculties to be able to talk for 2 hours. Go ahead, tweet me now.
No, wow, this is you at full capacity. I'm stunned.
That's my new Twitter voice, I guess. I have a handful of Twitter voices. That's what this show's often about, breakfast. So today I went to Taco Bell again and got the Crunchwrap thing. And it's just delicious. Like, it's just like this beautiful little packet of eggs and cheese and some hash brown things. And it's just wonderful. Taco Bell breakfast. Much to, I would assume, most people's surprise. Getting it done.
I feel like, without a doubt, because this is not the first time you've talked about Taco Bell breakfast on one of the shows.
Is it not?
If they're not sponsoring you by now, I don't know why. Because, like, I think you're right. Most people don't think about Taco Bell's breakfast. You are just shouting to the masses how great it is. Like, Taco
yes.
Bell really needs to be on this.
Yes.
Like, this is a sponsorship opportunity that just would benefit everybody greatly. You
all,
get free Taco
way.
Bell breakfast
oh,
in the morning.
It'd be so good.
You talk about it all show. It's a win-win.
Most food places I would be willing to I can find something at most food places. Like, but again, the specifics of Taco Bell breakfast, I don't, like, listen, I don't, if they're going to, like, give me free food or pay me or whatever, then yeah, sure, I'll talk about their naked chicken taco or whatever. I don't really want to talk about how great Taco Bell's chicken shell is. I don't really believe that. Or their nacho fries. That was an affront to God. Those nacho supreme fry things were an affront to God. By the way, if you're tuning in wondering when we're going to get the sports, I mean, like, I have things that we'll talk about, but You want me to talk about the Warriors? Do you? Didn't think so. You want me to talk about Eric Skoglund going to the DL? I'll get to it. Hold on. I'm not done talking about Taco Bell yet. But I think the thing that Taco Bell is doing the most right is their breakfast. And I want to be the spokesperson for that. But also, like, I had a stretch of flirting with Arby's, and they never got back to me. I'll find something. I will find something that I can link up with. Give me one of those Chipotle, like, gold cards or whatever. You can go in and just, like, swipe that once a day. I will never stop telling you about how perfect Chipotle is. That would change my life. Because usually when you go to Chipotle, you get like a bowl. My strategy is get a bowl, eat half of it, take half of it back to the house. And then maybe a little more than half of it. You're hungry at the time. Get back to the house, drop in a skillet, skillet that back up, drop an egg in there. It's perfect.
I like getting the chips with it. Just use the chip as the utensil.
100%.
Solid way to go, man.
100%. Also, if you use all those chips the first half, then it stretches what you got left a little bit. Again, got to put that in the skillet. Don't cut any corners on that. Living the dream. I'm ready to sponsor any food place. If you own a food establishment and you would like, I don't know if you can sponsor a particular show or time slot. You can sponsor me. We can work this out. I will tweet about you daily. I'll go to Chipotle every day and I'll tweet a selfie of me with a burrito bowl every day. One more time, if you're about to switch the station because we're not talking about sports, we're talking about food instead of sports. Right now on my TV, I'm seeing the voice of Brad Stevens and a Formula One race. There we go. FS1's a channel. I'm seeing a Formula One race and Kevin Love getting concussed.
I will say, because I've got the same Formula One race on, mm-hmm. They just showed a scene where like they're going right by, I assume, the ocean or sea or something.
Sure.
And there's a bunch of people just watching it on yachts. I'm like, I want that life.
That
I'm in Monaco
pretty good.
Watching a race on a yacht.
You're in the long run.
Like, I want this life.
Yeah, no, that sounds amazing. You are in the wrong line of work.
How do I get to that part? My niece came up to me the other day. Somebody asked her, like, what do you want to do at her birthday? I want to do what Rudy does. And I just looked at her and screamed, no. Like, no, you are going to Harvard. You're going to be a doctor or a lawyer. Those are your options. Do not get into what I'm doing.
How old is your niece?
6.
Oh, man.
I don't, like, she think because she's came by before. And, like, when nobody's in the studio, I've let her, like, talk to me while she's sitting in the studio mm-hmm. and I'm in the control room. And so she thinks that's amazing. That,
sure.
Like, you can talk with a glass window in between.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, don't do it. Don't do
not,
it.
Oh, that's so good.
So I just always tell her Harvard, doctor, or lawyer.
Yeah.
Like, just get it ingrained into her head early.
What's her name?
Skylar.
Skylar. Listen, Skylar, here's what you need to know. I know this is hard. This is hard for you to hear right now because you're 6. But the only thing that really matters in this world is money. You listen, if you can find something that you enjoy doing and make a lot of money doing it, fine. You don't have to be a doctor or a lawyer. If you can pull in $80,000 a year doing something you're having fun doing, that's fine. $80,000 is the floor, though, Skylar. You have to be getting those stacks. The goal in life, it's not happiness. I mean, it is happiness, but you know how you get to happiness? Get that paper, though.
I told her, like, if you get rich, then I'll move in with you. And she got excited by that. So
that's
I'm like,
great.
Perfect.
That's a great idea.
So I'm just trying. I'm also setting up my retirement here.
Yes.
You know, because her
I
other
have to try that with my sister. That's
her
a
other
great
dream
idea.
Was to be a babysitter. And I'm like, nope.
No.
Nope, that's not a
no,
career path.
No. That is something you can do.
That's
in
what you
high
do
school.
In high school and college.
Yes.
Like as you're working through medical school.
Yes.
Or
100%.
Law school.
You can use that. You can use that to buy your ramen while you're in law school. Nothing more. Yeah, no, that's good. Also, maybe what you can do here is you stay in this impoverished line of work and you're like, listen, you go get that money. We'll roommate here. I'll live in your mansion. And also, then on weekends, come to work with me. Like you can, yeah, you know, hey, you know what? You're a doctor or lawyer. I will figure out, we will get you a show Saturday morning on ESPN Kansas City.
Sport medicine show. Sport medicine hour.
Sure.
Perfect.
Why not? We will find you. Or like, yeah, if you really, or does he have to be sports? Again, put it, it's Saturday morning on ESPN Kansas City. I have a daily show on ESPN Kansas City, and it's barely sports.
It's almost entirely sports. 4 to 6 on ESPN Kansas City. Drink.
I meant to tweet this out because people were tweeting you about the drinking game.
Yes.
I was like, I meant to tweet it out like responding to it. The other rule is that whenever Josh is on a show and he mentions a different show that he does, that is a drinking rule.
Yep, that's good. Thanks for bringing it up. I just started a new podcast, actually, Rudy. And yeah, somebody tweeted that a fun new drinking game is to drink every time you hear me say, but I digress. And that is a perfect path if you want to black out every time I talk about the NFL and the national anthem. Because no matter how carefully I talk about it, there are always 14 furious people. Every time. Oh! Yeah, yo, you, why do you hate America? You call me? Like, I mean, wow, what I actually said was, oh, why do you love America so much? Well, actually, I said that. Always 14 furious people. It's the name of the show. We'll get through a whole bunch of things today, but one of my favorite things that happened yesterday, that happened last night, was during the Warriors-Rockets game. So I went and saw Deadpool 2 last night. I got home right at the beginning of the second half, and so I knew the Rockets, like, crushed it in the first quarter and were leading at halftime in Golden State, and I was like, what on earth happened? So I was, like, reading about it and everything, and while I was figuring out what happened in the first half, the Warriors ended up, on, like, a 45-3 run. The actual numbers on that are crazy. I'll find them.
I feel like I think it was they outscored him by 27 in the third, I think is what I saw.
It was unfathomable, yeah. The best thing that happened through any of that yesterday, Mike Francesa, who is, I mean, I guess like a radio legend, like they renamed the studio for him.
Take notes WFAN. From him. He retired and then basically ended up going back for more money.
Yes.
Like that's how you, so that's this how is you the do thing. Life.
So he went on a, he went on like a retirement tour basically for a year. And then retired from WFAN in New York. And then 3 months later, he returned. Which is just the
worst.
With
the pay raise.
Did he make more?
Yeah,
with
he
the
got
raise?
A pay, he
of
got
course
a pay raise.
He got a raise.
Yeah. And then he finally has a Twitter now, apparently. And
oh, this is what we're getting to.
Okay, yeah, I'll let you go.
This is what we're getting to. So Mike Francesa's Twitter account is amazing.
Never had a Twitter, apparently, until like just recently.
Yes.
I don't know like how you survive without Twitter.
You're Mike Francesa. You're older than God. And also, like, the funniest, like, whenever you are on radio and also it's televised for, like, 3 or 4 hours a day, you are going to have some bad moments. I understand this. I live in fear of this constantly. We're not on Facebook right now, but I'm on radio and Facebook at least 10 hours a week. You know how hard it is to not pick your nose for 10 hours a week? It's troubling, especially during allergy season. Half of my brain is being focused into doing a radio show, and half of it is going, don't pick your nose, don't pick your nose, don't pick your nose, don't pick your nose. But there's a couple of really good gifs and clips from Francesa's televised radio show. One where he opens a bottle of Diet Coke and it just starts exploding, and he's just like trying to put the cap back on. His face is just in terror, and that was amazing. But the best possible one is he has a guest on, and the guest is talking, and Francesa just falls asleep. You just see him drift off. His eyes just close, and he drifts off, and like he kind of bumps into his microphone. And I think one of his producers probably goes in his ear and goes, "Mike," and then he goes, "Huh?" And he looks angry. He like jerks awake, and he's like angry, like looking around and stuff. And then I'm guessing the producer's like, "Hey, you're doing a radio interview. Like, you're, this is the thing that's happening." And then he just steps right back into the next question. True professional. Anyway, whatever I think, Mike Francesa. That's what I think. Mike and the Mad Dog was before my time. So that's my memory of Mike Francesa.
To give, and like, that's like one of my biggest fears. Like when I'm doing something like at a workplace or like something public is like the pop exploding.
Yep.
Like that is like a major fear of mine. So like I understand just like the look, especially like when there's like technological equipment around and you mm-hmm. don't want to short circuit anything. Mm-hmm.
If you're Mike Francesa, none of that matters though. Because now it's the Mike Francesa studio. But last night, as Rudy pointed out, Francesa is now on Twitter at Mike Francesa. And I'm excited for this era that we're walking into of this Francesa on Twitter era, because last night he had a tweet. Let's see, what time exactly was this? At 9:18 p.m. The tweet says, "Warriors have completely lost swagger and poise." And then the Warriors promptly went on a 13-0 run, which ended up being like a 45-point margin for the rest of the game. The specifics were they immediately went on a 13-0 run since that tweet. And then I think it was like a 45-point swing after that tweet. And stuff like that just makes me so happy. Especially with really like self-serious radio personalities. I just clicked his timeline to see what his next tweet was, to see if he made fun of himself. Here are Francesa's back-to-back-to-back tweets. Listen to these three tweets. Actually, let me give you four, because my goodness, Mike Francesa. "Do you think it is starting to sink in how much Warriors miss Iguodala? Warriors have completely lost swagger and poise." Followed up by the completely non-self-aware tweet of, "I was stunned to see halftime guys thinking Rockets would win this game. That would have been epic defeat for Golden State. You knew Warriors would get it going in the second half." And then for Game 7, the Warriors could really use Iguodala. Like, if you can have four consecutive tweets that mean absolutely nothing when linked together, you should just stop tweeting. "Miss Iguodala, no poise. Can't believe anyone picked against the Warriors, Miss Iguodala."
Also, do you think he doesn't, like, realize that you can see, like, old... Like, he definitely thinks when you see a tweet, you don't actually see any more of the old tweets.
Oh, that's so
like,
good!
So it's like a Snapchat, basically. Like, the tweet's up there for, like, 10 seconds, and then once you send the next tweet, that tweet just disappears into oblivion.
I like that. You know what? That's like, didn't Mark Cuban try doing something like that at one point?
Yeah, what was it called? It was
it was like heavily encrypted, and everything disappeared
after a little bit. Yeah.
I love that as an idea. Not only do I love the idea of that as a thing that gets invented, I love that Mike Francesa thinks that's how Twitter works. That just you the only thing anyone sees is your most recent tweet. It's not
cyber
a bad
dust.
Idea.
What? Cyberdust.
Cyberdust.
That was a great name.
How'd that do? Cyberdust still in existence? I'm gonna say it's not.
No.
Yep.
People like Snapchat a little too much. There was the first article. Mark Cuban showed me how to use this weird chat app, Cyberdust, and now I love it. Well, you were probably the only one.
Written by
Brian
Mark,
Clark,
which is Mark Cuban's mom's pen name. Awesome. All right, that was fun. We got some breakfast and some Mike Francesa. Also, he snuck in some NBA talk. I hope you enjoyed that. Whenever we come back, I'm going to talk about Patrick Mahomes. Because it's May, and we're in Kansas City. And, like, that's the thing you want to hear about, right? The thing I want to talk about. We'll do that next.
This is Sports Sunday.
Sorry for the long pause. I had to sneeze.
With Joshua Briscoe.
I'm still allergic to everything in the air. Spring and summer are Satan's seasons.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Welcome back into Sports Sunday here, Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's been a little bit since we've had one of these Sports Sundays. I'm happy to be back. It's weird because in the last few days, I've done two or three different shows. I think I'm going to be doing Sports Night Tuesday night because Cody's filling in for Kevin this week, and I'll be all over the place, so I apologize. If you are just an absolute Josh Briscoe loyalist, Mom, then some of this may be a topic that you've heard before, but I feel like, for the most part, I'm talking to people who haven't heard these things discussed before. I did talk about this a little bit over on the 810 side of things on Thursday night. If you don't know, I have a show either Wednesday or Thursday nights. Wednesday night whenever there's no NBA. But it's been Wednesday or Thursday night these last few weeks, called Chief Concerns, just an hour after sports night or after NBA action or whenever. We'll always tweet out the exact times and everything on the 810 Twitter account and also on my Twitter account at JB Briscoe. Drink. But that's an hour of just like straight up Chiefs talk that we've done, and that's been really fun. So we talked about it a little bit there. Also over on Almost Entirely Sports, my show over on ESPN Kansas City from 4 to 6. Yikes, that is two drinks though for the drinking game of drink whenever I plug a different show. Rudy is just destroy whatever is in that coffee cup. What is in that coffee cup?
Just water.
Okay. So you don't drink coffee. You got this, like, nice Chiefs thermos.
Yeah, my dad won them at, like, a casino. Like, my dad, like, half of my dad's, like, cups pretty much have come from a casino. And so he got, like, these Chiefs ones. He's like, have one. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, I could use one.
Half of your dad's cups come from casinos?
My dad and his girlfriend love the casinos, and they're always giving out, like, free stuff. Like, little, like these
mugs
type of things.
And stuff.
Like, yeah.
That is, okay.
So we got plenty
of.
I've
never been to a casino.
Been a couple times. My dad and his girlfriend love it because, like, again, it's the idea that you can win. One,
that's
she
fun.
Always hits like a jackpot though, which is insane.
Sure.
My dad just is trying to finish like even.
Yeah.
And then she hits one for like $800, $1,300, whatever, and they're happy. They go. They just went to Vegas because she hit a jackpot that won them a free trip to Vegas, like flight paid for, hotel paid for, food paid for,
wow.
And they were entered into a drawing for $1 million. Now, obviously, as you can tell by the fact that I'm sitting here, they opted to not win that $1 million. Otherwise, I might not be here.
That's so
but,
good.
So, they always, and this was funny, like, they're out there, they were down like $800 when they were leaving, and they have slot machines in the airport. It's so, like 10 minutes before they're about to board their flight, she hits one for like $1,300, and they end up making money out of the trip. So,
man.
It's just like, she always hits one. My dad never does, but she always does. And then they get free stuff.
That feels like a pretty good way to do it. That seems.
My dad has like all at any given time. They always have like $700 or $800 free dollars for food at the casinos here in Kansas City.
Yeah,
so like I could probably just eat at casinos for the rest of my life and probably never have to pay a dime for food.
That seems like a pretty good bet. No pun intended. Sorry, really, really was not intended. Totally accidental pun. You'll know whenever it's a pun on purpose. Cause I will lean into it. That's awesome. So if you're not already blacked out, here's the thing that I talked about on a couple of their shows but haven't gotten to talk about in a morning in a long while. I was doing my NFL predictions that I got to send in by the, a couple days from now. And it's just like divisions and the Chiefs record and stuff. And so we'll obviously be having some variant of this conversation for a very long time. But as I was going through the AFC, I was struck by the tiers in contenders. And I found myself putting the Chiefs in a tier that I think some of you may find, I don't homerish, but I don't think I'm ever actually a homer, because whenever my homer instincts come in, it's me being pessimistic about the Chiefs. Whenever I'm a Chiefs homer, I'm telling you they're going to lose in the first round of a playoff game they have no business losing. And I don't think I'm ever really a homer because I have them winning playoff games that they never end up actually winning. But so I was going through the AFC specifically. The NFC is crazy. The NFC has like legitimately like 8 teams that if they won the Super Bowl, I'd be like, oh, okay, I see how that happened. The AFC has like 2. The Patriots are going to be in that conversation and likely at the top of it until Tom Brady dies or retires. And part of me actually just wants him to win it this year and hope that maybe Brady and Belichick just peace out on a victory. Like, I would 100% sign up for that. If them winning it this year meant the two of them would retire, I would be a bigger Patriots fan than Chiefs fan for this season. Just to get them out of the league. But I was looking at the teams that I thought actually have some juice here. Patriots are at the top of it, obviously. The Steelers are the next team up, but I don't have any tremendous faith in their defense. And I'm not exactly sure what Ben Roethlisberger is right now. Now, they have the best running back in football, one of the two or three best receivers, if not the best receiver in football. And they've got, a number two receiver in like Juju Smith-Schuster, who's just like a quintessential number two receiver who will eventually be paid number one receiver money somewhere else and probably won't be as good in that role. But a great fit in as the second guy behind Antonio Brown and really the third weapon behind Brown and Le'Veon Bell. So the Steelers at least have offensive weapons and a quarterback who's done it before. Now, a quarterback who has done it before means less and less as he loses his ability to do it. And I'm not exactly sure what Ben Roethlisberger has left. So at this point, I think the Patriots belong on their own level. The Steelers are the next one down. And then this third tier has like five or six teams in it. There's one team on this list that is going to make most of you want to punch me in the face just because I'm going to... Because like, this could break very bad, but they deserve to be brought up. We'll get to them. But right now, the teams that I think are obviously in that third tier are the Jaguars, Texans, Chargers, and Chiefs. If you want to try to convince me that the Ravens belong there, that's fine. I think that's the only team that I'm missing other than my sleeper team, which is the Colts, if Andrew Luck can actually play football. And that I wanted to put them as like a wild card team so badly because Andrew Luck, in his natural progression, is going to be one of those quarterbacks or could have been one of those quarterbacks that can take last year's Packers lineup and make it look like an NFC contender, which is what Aaron Rodgers does to that team. But I'm not sure that Andrew Luck can do that anymore. I don't know if his shoulder works. Like, Andrew Luck might just not have a shoulder anymore. He's, like, still not throwing. There was a report recently, like, he's still not out there, right?
He's throwing, but he's not throwing regulation-sized footballs. So I don't know what that means.
Is what he throwing? Is he
Nerf
throwing?
Footballs?
Like, is he throwing tennis balls?
Yeah, that's what, like, are these small footballs? Like, are these Nerf footballs? Weird. I don't know what that is. Also, I haven't seen him since last year, so maybe he really just doesn't have an arm.
Yeah, they could have been amputated at this
nobody's
point.
Nobody's really seen him. I haven't seen him.
I just saw Deadpool 2 last night, and we might talk about this more later, just depending on how the show goes. But, like, Cable has... I don't know what his, like, origin story really is. They don't get too deep into it in Deadpool. They give you a little bit, but not a ton.
And he, I believe like, he's just from the future.
Yes,
I think
and that's established.
Thing, yeah.
But, like, we don't know why this is the case, but, like, his, like, right side is mostly, like, metal and, like, these cables and stuff. That might be Andrew Luck at this point. Andrew Luck might have, like, a metal pec and shoulder and entire right arm. And if so, honestly, the Colts still probably are a playoff contender. But that team isn't very good right now. They're probably another good draft away from being good. He has an offensive line in front of him now, though. They spent, like, two of their first three picks or their first two picks on guards and tackles. I know they got Quentin Nelson. I can't remember what their second pick was.
They drafted another guard in the second round.
That's what I thought.
I was going to say Will Hernandez, but I think it was the Giants. A bunch of
offensive linemen, yeah. And I think interior offensive linemen. So like they're better off now. But the Colts are a team that, like, if Andrew Luck is Andrew Luck again, and the chances of that right now might be, you know, 1 in 4. But, you know, 1 in 4 chance there. Maybe the Ravens have a 1 in 2 chance of being a team like that. I look at that roster and I'm seeing a lot of enormous questions, but they're always 9 and 7, it feels like, so they belong in the conversation. Whatever. But obviously those teams are both hugely flawed, even if Luck is healthy, even if Joe Flacco is good. They just drafted Lamar Jackson. They're looking at the future a little bit, like the Chiefs last year. Maybe the Ravens this year, the Chiefs last year on some level, but I think less talented. Anyway. The Jags have, like, two starting defenses and no starting quarterback, which is amazing. They kept drafting defense this year, and that's what I tweeted. I mean, right during the draft, that's my evaluation of the Jags at this point. They have two starting defenses. Their depth chart is, like, 20 defensive starters and then Blake Bortles. So that's a flaw.
Bortles, the boat, best of all time. You have the goat and the boat.
Why is he the boat?
People call him the boat, like,
is
best
that
of all
true?
Time. It's a part of my take.
I was going to say that sounds like a part of my take.
They call him the boat, best of all time.
Well, I'm glad that he gets proper acknowledgement from PMT. Do people call it PMT? Is that a thing?
Yeah, PMT.
Okay, great. I tried listening to it again a little while ago. I feel like I've missed it, and I just don't get it.
I mean, here's the thing.
It was a weird amount of serious sports talk for a show that I thought was going to be mostly parodical.
Yeah, it depends on, like, so, like, when they do their interviews, like, there's some seriousness in the interviews. There's also some joke in the interviews, but part of it depends on who they talk to. Like, when they do, like, Bortles, they do, like, Wikipedia. Like, they pick a Wikipedia topic. It's like, like, they did Jaguars. Oh, what's the most interesting thing about Jaguars? And they just talk about Jaguars for, like, 20 minutes.
I enjoy that. That makes me happy. But I started listening to a couple episodes, and they were just, like, breaking down, like, the conference finals. I was like, what are you guys, like, why would I come to you for that? I don't go to anyone for that. I digress. Ah, drink! Damn it!
I'm so happy I got us all into that topic for that point.
Dang it,
only.
Dang it, dang it, dang it, dang it. So the AFC. So the Jags have two defenses and no quarterback. The Texans are fascinating because they had so many injuries last year that last year's team is impossible to evaluate. But they have DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller, two really good receivers. Deshaun Watson looked really good while he was healthy last year. And they have two, like, elite-level pass rushers in J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney if they're healthy. Those are all things that I like a lot. You've got, a young phenom quarterback, a true number one and number two receiver, and two great pass rushers. That's a team that I'm going to bet on more often than not. But we don't know what Deshaun Watson looks like back from injury. We don't know exactly what that team looks like in this iteration. It's been a long time since we've seen that now. So they're a team with potential and also question marks. The Chargers are another one of those teams. They've got an elite pass rusher, an elite young pass rusher, a very good running back. And overall, they have the tools on defense, a very good receiver, and then Phil Rivers. Well, what is Philip Rivers going to be? Also, they just lost Hunter Henry. He's out for the whole season. Their number one tight end. Another very good young tight end. What does that team look like? Potential without guarantee. And that's everybody except for the Patriots and the Steelers. The Chiefs also belong in that conversation. We got to take a break. I'll explain that next.
This is Sports Sunday.
I think you tweeted something about your breakfast and you wanted me to retweet it.
That is absolutely true, actually.
With Joshua Briscoe.
I wanted the 810 audience to know about the two cuties I had for breakfast this morning.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
By the way, I mean oranges. Alan tweeted in and said you were forgetting the Titans are stacked on both sides of the ball. You would think that I would have learned my lesson by now. But I legitimately look at the Titans and see the fourth best team in the AFC South if Andrew Luck is healthy, which he probably won't be. So they're probably still going to be in that conversation. But I think the healthy Texans and even the Blake Bortles Jags are better than the Titans. I don't think making the playoffs this year, but whatever. Old takes exposed that one in 6 months.
Yeah, if Marcus Mariota can, like, finally show why he was a second overall pick, then it's a different story.
He's
but
really
so far, he just hasn't shown that
yet. And they just changed head coaches, which, like, I talked to a guy in Tennessee before the playoff game last year, and they were, like, everyone was saying that head coaching change would make a lot of sense because Mariota had just been wasted this year. So, like, maybe, but...
I mean, also the receiver options, like, I know they drafted Corey Davis fifth overall, but he just gave them nothing last year.
He was invisible.
Their tight end, Delaney Walker's like a nice, solid tight end, but
he's
like that's
45 years old now.
Yeah, but like that's their best option is an aging 10-plus years in this league, you know, tight end.
Yep, and then maybe Corey Davis becomes something, but I don't know what you would have to buy into on that. So here's the thing. Compare that offense to the Chiefs' offense. I've told you that there are a whole bunch of these teams here in the middle that or in that third tier of AFC teams with flaws that could be contenders. The Chiefs belong in that conversation because you don't know what Pat Mahomes is, but I'm at least as optimistic about him as I would be going into the next year for Marcus Mariota. And honestly, as much so as any of the quarterbacks on this list not named Brady, maybe not Roethlisberger. Pat Mahomes versus Deshaun Watson next year, maybe you give Watson an edge because you've actually seen him play some. But that's comparable. Him versus next year's version of Philip Rivers, comparable. Him versus Blake Bortles, if Pat Mahomes is Blake Bortles, I'm going to slip my wrists on live radio. That's what I see through what can happen next year. If maybe we need to slow the hype on Pat Mahomes, I don't know. I tend to think that we ought to just lean into it and let it happen, and then we'll see what happens.
We haven't had this in 30 years. Roll with it.
Yeah, let's just let the hype happen. That notwithstanding, the Chiefs have some concerns and some flaws, but they're building a very specialized, versatile defense with all these draft picks. These are all guys that they're going to be using in specific situations to try to maximize the matchups they have. I'm down with that. They're going to be looking to cover up a couple of weaknesses, like their second or third cornerback spot. Those make me nervous. But the good news is, if Patrick Mahomes is really good, then none of that really matters. And if none of that matters, we roll on with nothing but hype. Also, the weapons around him are going to be tremendous. No one else in the AFC has weapons better than Patrick Mahomes. The Steelers have that as a conversation point, but that's it. So, in a very flawed, muddy AFC below the Patriots and the Steelers, I think the Chiefs belong in that next conversation. Will I have them winning the division? You'll find out when my predictions come out. All right, whenever we come back, we're going to talk about the NBA coming to Kansas City. That's next.